Wow, big coaching news. The last 24 hours, Nick Saban retiring yesterday and this morning. News out of Boston is that the Patriots and Bill Belichick are parting ways. We'll get back into that breaking story coming up at 8:55. And joining us right now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the possibility of Bill Belichick coaching in Dallas at some point is the second in command with the Cowboys. We say good morning to Stephen Jones.
I know things is heating up if y'all want to talk to me. I don't even do much around the Cowboys. Diddy says he only put me on the payroll as an estate tax dodge.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on.
But he made me promise not to say anything to anybody about that.
Okay, we won't mention that.
A lot of things like that. I talk to my schoolmates, and they say that their daddies don't make them keep a lot of secrets like my daddy does. You know, because Daddy and I spend a lot of time together. Just like every good father, Daddy takes me out drinking.
Right.
That's a little uncomfortable.
Makes me promise not to tell Mama what we did. He also tells me not to mention the location of all the shallow graves he's made me dug over the years.
Oh, goodness.
Good,
Stephen.
Some of them girls never had a chance.
Oh, my
Stephen.
Gosh, Stephen.
But anyway, let's get on back to the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's playoff weekend. What do you think about your chances?
I'm in charge of the salary cap because I'm good at ciphering.
Oh, that's right. You are in charge of the salary cap, yeah.
Jerry Jr. can't cipher. He just now learned his ABCs, in fact, but only the song. He don't know how the song fits into making words or nothing. The only thing Jerry Jr. can do well is consistently monkey with himself.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Mama always has to get after him with a garden hose for humping the couch.
A garden hose? He's in his 50s.
She uses a garden hose.
Remember when Daddy said Jimmy Johnson was worth 5 Heisman Trophy winners and 5 first-round draft picks?
Yeah, yep. We remember that.
He says Big Belichick is worth 10.
Uh-oh, so he has an interest?
I really think old Bill Belichick is Daddy's favorite person in the world right now.
Well, he's got a coach. He's won 12 games 3 years in a row.
Daddy's got a poster of him above his bed.
He does?
He does. And he prays to the devil every night that Bill Belichick comes here.
Wow.
I don't think you'd have to pray about it. You just have to ask him, I guess.
Daddy says he made a deal with Robert Kraft this morning.
This morning?
He was trying to, and he said that Kraft said that he would trade Belichick for McCartney straight up, but only if Daddy took Mac Jones, too. And that killed the deal for Daddy.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
But there was no hard feelings between the two guys because I heard Daddy and Robert make plans to go to Orchids of Asia for a crafty.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You know who Daddy is, George?
Yeah, we almost made it through.
They also worked...
Some Far East gal tugs on your special purpose like silly putty.
Jeez.
Bingo.
We had a bingo. How about that?
Tugs on it so hard it makes your body Jackson Pollock the sheetrock.
Okay. Double bingo.
Well, this is breaking news that your dad is talking to Robert Kraft about Bill Belichick.
Yeah, because Daddy don't like Coach Mike.
He doesn't?
No, says Coach Mike grosses him out when he eats wings.
Well, who cares if he's a good coach?
Kind of violent when that happens, but yeah.
Daddy says he might fire Jerry Jr. as rowdy and make Mac Jones rowdy if Crafty makes him take him, too. Hell, as liberal as Daddy is with his joy juice, there's a chance Mac Jones is my half-brother.
Oh, my gosh. Just because his last name.
Oh, gotta go. Daddy's coming.
Okay, see ya. There goes Steven from the Star.